Tonight, former Vice President Dr.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dive in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Mahamudu Bawumia has launched a scathing attack on a John Mahama-led NDC government for introducing a new tax after campaigning against e-levy in a run-up to the 2024 elections, calling on Ghanaians to brace themselves for more taxes.
It is 8 times the e-levy. Once you swan you, and then utter 1 liter of petrol, 1 cedi na ubetia.
Details as President Mahama defends the imposition of the new levy as one that will help deal with the recurrent power outages in the country.
This decision, though difficult, is necessary and justifiable. The additional revenue projected is 5.7 billion cedis annually. This revenue will be strictly ring-fenced to pay down legacy energy debt, finance ongoing fuel purchase, and avert the risk of recurring power shortages.
But is the government indeed going against its own promise of building the economy with taxes, without taxes?
Yes, we have obviously announced that we are going to scrap certain taxes. We'll stick to just that. But it doesn't also mean that we don't care about the revenue. We care about the revenue, and we'll have to do more on revenue. But it doesn't necessarily mean we should increase taxes.
Details of these coming up here on Top Story, brought to you always by Telecel Connect and Energies. My name is Samuel Kojo Brice. The former Vice President, Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia, has berated the NDC government for introducing the 1 cedi petroleum levy after what he calls campaigning against a levy in the run-up to the 2024 elections. He accused them of going against their own promises of not increasing taxes during their tenure. Dr. Bawumia is warning Ghanaians to brace themselves for more taxes to come. We'll hear from him later, but let's bring in the Finance Minister, Dr. Case Olatofosun, who has been given reasons for the newly approved 1 cedi per liter petroleum levy.
Our simulations suggest that there will be no increase in the ex-pump price of petrol and diesel in the next window beginning today if the levy is imposed. This is because of a strong Ghana cedi. Right, Honorable Speaker, the levy will serve as a dedicated source of funding to the power sector, and the proceeds will be earmarked for the procurement of essential fuel for power generation. The Speaker, this will ensure that Ghana enjoys stable electricity. Given that the current electricity tariffs paid by consumers does not include the cost of fuel used for the power generation. Mr. Speaker, the decision to impose a levy on petroleum prices is based on the need to find a balance between ensuring stable power supply while promoting the essential financial sustainability of the sector. This bill, Mr. Speaker, seeks to make a modest increment to the excise levy, existing levy, to augment the energy sector support account and to ensure the availability of fuel to back up power generation.
Well, the President, John Dramani Mahama, has also been adding his voice to this new levy that has been introduced. He says that there is need for us to have this because there's a lot to be done in the energy sector to sustain the power for all of us to use. Listen to him as he makes this point about why it is necessary that we do endure this.
This decision, though difficult, is necessary and justifiable. The additional revenue projected is 5.7 billion cedis annually. This revenue will be strictly ring-fenced to pay down legacy energy debt, finance ongoing fuel purchase, and avert the risk of recurring power shortages.
But Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, the former vice president, disagrees. Now, speaking at a gathering at his thank you tour in Cape Coast, Dr. Bawumia said that the new Dumso levy is 8 times the amount that was charged on the e-levy. He's been accusing the NDC of campaigning on deception to win political power and doing the exact opposite of what they promised. Dr. Bawumia also reminded Ghanaians that more taxes are on their way coming and that they should brace themselves for those.
NDC for Omuchan Trobebri. Every day, Obiehu Entra Omucha. And Ranajo, someone in Amo, Omudi Dumso Levy Abba. Eh? Dumso Levy. Dumso Levy. So first, and almost E Levy. Nayedi Abba. Omobe ye e levy, no mobe ye, and now omo di dumso levy abba. It is 8 times the e levy. Omo ansusuan yeo, and now uto 1 liter of petrol, 1 cedi no ube tria. Uto 1,000 cedis of petrol, ube tria 83 cedis. 83 cedis as tax. E-levy no, who send it will be 1,000 momwa, obetria 10 cedis. Omo, and then obetria 4,000, obetria 83 cedis for fuel. We, naming in more air, beba. By the time you be do 2028, no. Ghana, you know, be who say, obetria and trobe bri. Mimi jidi say, Omobe kanchire and say, Yensa ambabio, embafa abaino, NCC Ghana.
So that was the former Vice President, Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, speaking at his thank you tour in Cape Coast there. But what is that? He spoke in Akan. My colleague Kenneth is there to help us understand what he said. Ken?
Well, he says the NDC has lied to Ghanaians and it's becoming clearer by the day. He claims that they removed the e-levy but have now introduced a new Dumso levy, which is 8 times higher. And he says now for every liter of fuel you buy, you pay 1 cedi extra. That means, for example, if you buy 1,000 cedis worth of fuel, you pay 83 cedis in taxes, which is compared to just 10 cedis that you would have paid for the same transaction under the e-levy. And he says that there are more taxes on the way, and by 2028, he claims that Ghanaians will realize the NDC deceived them, and he believes they will call on the MPP to rescue the country.
I'm grateful to you. That's Ken. But let's get more for you, more understanding of this new levy. And data analyst Kofi Ajay, who is also a member of our research desk, joins me in studio with those details. Kofi, first, let's try to, you know, help and understand the issues. Was this captured in the budget they presented?
Well, Kojo, that is the big question. And the question is why the finance minister didn't speak about this in the budget. Although it wasn't explicit, we can say that this was captured in the 2025 budget. Now, in that budget, the finance minister requested for a revision or amendment to some 10 acts. And including those 10 acts he referenced, there was the Energy Sector Levy Act of 2015 that he sought some form of amendment to. But what we already know, that this amendment could lead to the name change of some levy, and then also the imposition of 1 cedi per liter of, you know, fuel that you buy at the pumps.
Now, speaking on the Super Morning Show earlier this morning, the energy minister said this, levy is not actually for legacy debt. What is the actual purpose for this reworked levy?
Well, it is interesting to know that if you look at the memorandum that has actually been was submitted to Parliament, the first paragraph of that, you know, amendment act says that, look, if you look at the bill, it's supposed to, you know, support payment of the energy sector shortfall. So the first one is support energy sector shortfalls, reduce legacy debt, and stabilize power supply in the country. So 3 purposes, you know, first one is to pay for shortfalls, reduce the legacy debts, and then also to stabilize, the power supply.
Okay.
And then they went ahead to say, in paragraph 9, that look, the proceeds from this levy will be used to buy fuel. They are going to have a dedicated, you know, account for the procurement of fuel to power thermal plants.
And the fuel is liquid fuel.
Absolutely.
We specify liquid fuel. But we also do know that ESLA was supposed to solve our energy sector crisis. 10 years down the line, how much have we rigged in, and what was the last year's inflows used for? Do we know?
Well, so we've been looking at the numbers and per the data that we are picking from the Finance Ministry's own database, what we are saying that from 2017 to 2024, what ESLA has actually brought in as a levy that is supposed to rescue the energy sector is in excess of 29 billion Ghana cedis. 29 billion Ghana cedis in 10 years. But it's also interesting that we found the 2024 ESLA report. And in that 2024 ESLA report, it was reported that collection under that tax handle, which is supposed to save the energy sector, was some 8.679 billion Ghana cedis. So roughly 8.7 billion Ghana cedis in collection. Let's look at the lodgement that went into the respective account under ESLA. That's 8.08 billion Ghana cedis. If you do the math, the difference is over 500 million CDs that we don't know where that money went. I mean, collection versus, or that's the difference between the collection versus the lodgement. Now, let's look at utilization. This money, a component of that, is supposed to be used for shortfalls, energy sector shortfalls, so we don't get to this point where we are. Now, out of that 8.7 billion Ghana cedis, only 6.1 billion Ghana cedis was utilized. And out of that 6.1 billion Ghana cedis, just 1.04 billion cedis went into the payment of energy sector shortfalls. And that's just about 11% of the total collection. That's interesting. Where ESLA itself, if you look at how much it contributed to shortfalls in 2020, the government claims that it paid some in excess of 20 billion Ghana cedis as shortfalls. ESLA's component is just about 1.04 billion, Ghana cedis.
Okay.
Interesting numbers that we are seeing
there. The ESLA is there, but they are also adding the one cedi per liter levy that is coming in.
Yes,
right?
That is expected to boost ESLA's inflows and also to save the energy sector.
But Kofi, the former vice president, Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, is accusing the NDC government of going against their words. Did they ever say that there won't be anything like taxation during their time?
Well, I mean, we've been trying to listen to the current finance minister, Dr. Kasiola Tofosin, during his, vetting. And he said that, look, we can actually increase revenue without necessarily adding or increasing taxes. Let's take a listen to that voice when he was being vetted in Parliament.
I've studied the Ghana economy for some time, and I can say without mentioning a word that Ghana has huge potential when it comes to tax revenue mobilization. You don't necessarily have to increase taxes before you rake in revenue. We have the handles. What we need to do is to improve compliance. I will work with the JRA, the tax policy unit of the Ministry of Finance, to ensure that we increase compliance and to raise the revenue as much as we can. In the medium term, it is my vision, when approved, to increase the revenue from 13.8, tax revenue from 13.8% of GDP to about 16 to 18%. That will be able to compare ourselves to our peers. I believe the potentials are out there. It doesn't necessarily mean we should increase taxes. Yes, that we are going to scrap certain taxes. We'll stick to just that. But it doesn't also mean that we don't care about the revenue. We care about the revenue. And we'll have to do more on revenue. But it doesn't necessarily mean we should increase taxes.
right. This is still Top Story, brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies. Let's bring in Ismail Ejikumhene. He is Executive Director of the Kumasi Institute of Technology and Technology, Energy and Environment. And he has served on the PRC Commission before. We'll bring him in. Also, we have Duncan Amua. He is Executive Secretary, Chamber of Petroleum Consumers, COPEC Ghana. Let me start with you, Mr. Ismail Ejikumhene. So, I mean, you've been on this committee before. If you listen to government justification of this new levy, what do you make of it?
Good evening to your listeners. I am not too sure the justification is clear enough. For the simple reason, I can't understand how and why the minister is telling us we need about 1.2 billion just to buy liquid fuels. And has liquid fuels now become the default fuel for power generation? No. It's always been gas. It's been projected that we need about approximately 134,000 standard cubic feet for the total power generation in 2025 at the cost of $1 billion.
I don't know. Your line keeps breaking. If you can reposition yourself a bit for me, then we can follow what you're telling us, sir.
Is it better now?
Yeah, it's better. So if you could, start all over again for me, so we can follow.
What I'm saying is that I am not sure if the justification, and again, it's also still very confusing. It's not clear whether is supposed to be used in paying legacy debt or solely for the procurement of liquid fuels.
They gave about three options.
Yes, but in your studios this morning, I think the minister said that the levy is exclusively for procurement of liquid fuels. Is that correct?
Yes, he said it was not actually for the settlement of legacy debt, but it's to procure fuel.
Exactly.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility, to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
So, and he's saying that we need about $1.2 billion by liquid fuel. The question I'm saying is that has liquid fuel become the main fuel for power generation? No. It's always natural gas. For the past 5 years, natural gas, what it is PRC do is to price electricity. So the projected outlay for 2025, we've been told by Energy Commission that we need roughly around $1.2 billion by the total gas that we need to produce close to about 17,000 hours thermal power. That's what it means. The $1.2 billion is a saying, for example, that is exclusive of the cost of gas. And how many people do we need to buy that $1.2 billion at what price? So that is, first and foremost, not clear to me. And for me, that's something that if that's only justification, then I don't. What they are basically saying is that PRC is supposed to continue using natural gas isolate. And then we are going to use this levy to buy fuel for PUR for the power generation to use. It doesn't really work. What is usually done because gas is the main fuel to be used, if for any reason there's an emergency and we need to buy liquid fuel, the way it's supposed to be treated is that at the end of the quarter, the purchase is given to viewers, it becomes another gas that they need to use in their quarterly account. But we don't have to look for money to go and buy and say that we're going to see government responsibility be buying for that. The tariff that you must pay is supposed to be paid for part of the fuel that is used to produce the electricity. So, I mean, the justification is a little bit weak. Yes, there are problems.
But they explain that there are shortfalls. And that's why we do. I mean, they mentioned that ECG, for example, if ECG is, it takes 100 cities worth of power, and you expect to get 100 cities back, definitely there's some that do not come back. And that's why we need this too. Uh-huh.
Agree, Kojo. But here is the case. ECG is not even supposed to do, they're supposed to do 98%. But even with the currency, the regulator is allowing what we call about 21% of whatever loss is already been part of the tariff, okay? Because that's a regulatory benchmark that the utilities are supposed to be. About 20, close to 22%, is supposed to be recovered through the tariff. I understand that there are shortfalls, but what are we doing with the source of the problem? The main source of the problem is collection. And then the second part has to do with the fact, because we are not collecting enough, when it becomes necessary for us to find the fuel to be used in an emergency, we don't have the money. So the Minister of Finance will have to find the money. But that is not sustainable. But the solution will not be for us that we add another one city to the already close to about 95% we are paying for to be able to buy fuel.
I'll come back to you. I want my team to call you back because the line keeps tripping, so that you can give us the solutions. But at this point, let me bring in Duncan Amwa, who is the executive secretary for COPEC. Duncan, I'm grateful to you for joining us. From the consumer point of view, where do you stand on this?
Well, we have seen this playbook before. And if you recall, like your introduction rightly captured, in 2015, there was a similar conversation, similar conundrum. And the argument was that there was a debt overhang, some $2.2 billion USD, at the time that we used to call legacy debt, the BDC debt, the power sector debt. We put the money consideration first and said, okay, let's introduce EFLA, Energy Sector Levies Act, and collect money to be able to take care of the debt. I'm sure Ghanaian consumers were unhappy, but some way, somehow, we had to accept that, well, there's a debt somewhere that we can all help to clear. There was a sunset clause that said within 5 years, we should be able to deal with that and get EFLA off the price buildup of petroleum products. And so the thinking would have been that at the time, fuel price had been impacted about 78% across the board. So if we helped the state, and for that matter, the power and the petroleum sector, we should be able to clean our books within 5 years and then be able to take these taxes off our books. 10 years down the line, the $2.2 billion that was owed is today said to be around $3.1 billion. And that is without the petroleum sector adding a single dollar further because it is deregulated. But you have the power sector and its challenges that are well documented, and one would have expected that as a country we would be a lot more interested in fixing these challenges i.e. transmission losses, i.e. full cost recovery of, you know, a kilowatt hour, i.e. bad management practices and corrupt practices within the power sector. Again, we're throwing the money consideration first ahead of fixing the systemic problems. And that is the more reason I'm sure most Ghanaians at this point are speaking about this. We are not against paying of taxes at all. No, that is not the issue. But as to whether we are even going to apply what we pay for the problems for which we're hoping to clear, or we are going to pay for the endemic corruption and the mismanagement within the sector to get worsened, I'm sure most Ghanaians would be compelled to go for the latter, because ESLA, 10 years down the line, has shown that it is not always the money, and the money doesn't solve the problem. If it does, I'm not sure we would have the kind of debt we have on our books. So today, if a Ghanaian is buying petroleum products, petrol, diesel, LPG, most especially, you are contributing 5 pesos shy of 2 Ghana cedis a liter just to handle debt within the power sector, particularly because petroleum is clearly not generating any additional debt. You are contributing almost 2 Ghana cedis every liter to an inefficient, grossly mismanaged power sector.
So what should happen? What should happen, really? Because you mentioned ESLA, that it has not really dealt with the challenges for which it was brought. So it makes you doubt that whether this can solve the issues for which it is being brought. What must then happen?
I have seen that the minister for energy himself concedes that even the 1 Ghana cedi that is being proposed or being demanded to yield about 5.6 billion annually will still not be sufficient to handle the challenges that we are dealing with. So it might not just be about money. And like Ishmael said, you don't need 100% liquefied fuel, light crude oil to power your plant when the cost of gas is half that which you pay for liquefied crude oil, light crude oil. And so whatever that is, maybe we are even getting the mix wrong, for which reason we think we need so much. But then again, I would go for full cost recovery if that will bring some sanity the power sector. I have heard it being said that if the government has to go for full cost recovery, we may need to add about 60% to power costs. We've already added 14%. In September, we are going to go to about 20-30% more. So before the end of the year, you will still have done a cumulative increase of something, I mean, close to that amount.
Okay.
So that excuse will still not hold. If we need to go for full cost recovery, maybe we should.
Okay.
So that we don't continue to burden the Okada rider, the truck driver, the taxi driver. I mean, with these tax costs, if we collect one today, the problem doesn't get resolved. Tomorrow, you may need to go to 3.
Okay.
Just because the inefficiencies that create the problem, we've not addressed them, and we seem not to have a solution. The only solution so far since the past 10 years has been to go for the money, and the money doesn't solve the problem.
Okay, all right. I'm grateful to you, Duncan Amor, for joining us here. Mr. Ishmael Ajikunmi, so for you, what do you see to be the impact on ordinary consumers? We know how the CD is strong now. Will this have any sort of impact on us as consumers?
Oh, it will. It means that you have said it is, they are taking, isn't it? So it's as simple. So yes, but it's also a very thin statement for the city, as in we it's not going to affect. We there are a lot of other factors that we don't. If such price of crude start going up the market. Your strength is cannot in that case. Okay? It's a good number, the $80. If it goes to $10 and your exchange coming down, prices are up, depending on the magnitude of the change price.
Right. Apologies for the poor quality of the line there. But that's how we wrap up the top story brought to you by Telcel Connecting Energies. Up next is Newsnight.